sweet fashions of nature, for the ritual of its seasons, for the wonder of seed time, summer and autumn harvest, for the stores of material good for our use and blessings, for the spur of necessity which impels industry, for the sky over all, deepening as we gaze, and for that other heaven within, which widens into strange distances. Let us give thanks for the old world road along which we journey, trodden by so many feet before us, for the flowers of divine grace and human kindness along the way, for the thorns that require careful handling, and the disciplines and tasks that train us for strength and honor, for the kindly light that leads us, for the love that heals and our hurts, and the mercy that lifts us when we fall. Let us give thanks for our country and its laws, for home and family and the dear love of comrades, for the sorrows that subdue us to sobs and weld us in love and to our kind, for all teachers of art and insight who interpret to us the way and the will of the eternal. Let us give thanks for the organization of life and education, art and character, for the fellowship of man in spiritual faith, moral endeavor, and the quest of truth, for the dream that love will one day everywhere prevail to the confounding of all unkindness, all uncleanliness, for God, the Father of all, who is the meaning of life, and the home of the soul, and the hope that love can never lose its own. Amen.
Let us pray. O thou whose light is about me and within me, and to whom all things are present, help me this day to keep my life pure in thy sight. Suffer me not by any lawless act of mine to befoul any innocent life, or add to the shame and hopelessness of any erring one that struggles faintly against sin. Grant me a steadfast scorn for pleasure bought by human degradation. May no reckless word or wanton look from me kindle the slow fires of wayward passion that will char and consume the divine beauties of any soul. Give me grace to watch over the imaginations of my heart, lest in the unknown hour of my weakness, my secret thoughts leap into action and my honor be turned into shame. If any dear heart has staked its life and hopes on my love and loyalty, I beseech thee that its joy and strength may never wither through my forgetfulness or guilt. O God, make me pure and a helper to the weak. Grant that even the sins of my past may yield me added wisdom and tenderness to help those who are tempted. Through Christ our Lord.
O God, who cometh to us in an hour when we think not, and in such a way as we least expect, we are all gathered to wait and watch for thy coming. Disappoint us not because we disappointed thee when thou camest to thine own before. Refuse not to return to us because we knew not the day of thy visitation, nor the things that belong to our peace. We had expected a king coming in glory, girt about with royal robes, not a wayfaring man turned aside to tarry for a night. We looked for a mighty conqueror traveling victoriously, who would demand our submission in tones we dared not disobey, not for a suppliant standing at our gate in lowliness and garbed in humility. We awaited one whose raiment would shine like the sun and whose crown was rich with precious stones and purest gold, not one clothed in mockery and crowned with thorns. We sought a Savior whose magic touch would heal all our sickness, whose medicine would minister to a mind diseased. We never dreamed we might be called upon to drink a cup of tears and share a baptism of blood. Yet come again to us. We look no more for seeming strength or outward power, but for a heart which cares, a face which answers ours. Help us to understand, Jesus, your pain and your prayer. On the cross, when you asked God why he had forsaken you, what did you really mean? Were you reciting an old poem, or were you actually conscious of having been forgotten by God in a terribly painful and lost moment of time? People have said this moment represented the depth of your agony on the cross, a spiritual crucifixion with physical crucifixion. They have said your mental anguish was fused here with your bodily torture. And yet you cried out to God. You never felt totally cut off from your Father. Teach me this has always been the deepest level of your dialogue with God, your deepest prayer. Help me to know what you meant here, Lord. Teach us the path and show us the way. They say that everyone has his own cross to bear, Lord, and you once said, take up your cross and follow me. What do these things mean? I think they mean that every person ultimately has to face up to reality, face his own destiny, his own calling, his own nature and responsibility. In your own life, Jesus, you faced reality directly and unequivocally. You incarnated the truth as you believed it. You didn't pander to any easy or obvious popularity. You attacked the hypocrisies of the human power structure head on. You rejected the status quo in favor of obedience to the kingdom of God. And when it came to taking the consequences, you didn't shy away from the most difficult forms of torture and execution. The way of the cross was your understanding of your mission and your faithfulness to it. The way of the cross seems to be for every individual Christian the reality which dictates his style of life, defines his own mission, and brings him into communion with you. Help me to bear my cross on the way of the cross, Jesus.
Let us give thanks for the gifts and the graces of each great division of Christendom, for the Roman Catholic Church, its glorious traditions, its disciplines in holiness, its worship, rich with the religious passion of the centuries, its noble company of martyrs, doctors, and saints. We thank thee, O Lord, and bless thy holy name. For the Eastern Orthodox Church, its secret treasure of mystic experience, its marvelous liturgy, its regard for the collective life, and its common will as a source of authority. We thank thee, O Lord, and bless thy holy name. For the great Protestant communions, for the Congregationalist jealousy for the rightful independence of the soul and of the group, for the stress in the Baptist churches upon personal regeneration and upon the conscious relation of the mature soul to its Lord, for the power of the Methodist to awaken the conscience of Christians to our social evils, and for their emphasis upon the witness of personal experience and upon the power of the disciplined life, for the Presbyterian reverence for the sovereignty of God and their confidence in his faithfulness to his covenant, for their sense of the moral law expressing itself in constitutional government, for the witness to the perpetual real presence of the inner light in every human soul, born by the religious society of friends and for their faithful continuance of a free prophetic ministry. For the Lutheran Church, its devotion to the grace of God and the Word of God, enshrined in the ministry of the Word and sacraments. For the Anglican Church, its reverent and temperate ways through its Catholic heritage and its Protestant conscience, its yearning concern over the divisions of Christendom, and its longing to be used as a house of reconciliation. We thank thee, O Lord, and bless thy holy name. Amen.
Gathered us from many places and traditions to speak to us in scripture words and in the express concern of our brothers. We join now to our actions and our deeds of demonstration, that orientating of the mind and heart to God that we call prayer. For the believer, God's work in history is a work of reconciliation, making peace with his people, all people everywhere, accepting us, our sins as well as our virtues, our good side as well as our bad side, in a relationship of love. To the Father of peacemaking, the great reconciler, we appeal to the needs of our times. Let us offer our intercessions. For the body of mankind, wounded by our transgressions, isolated by our lovelessness, for the men, women, and children burned and bombed in Vietnam, that they may forgive us and pray for us. For the conquered and the conqueror in the Middle East, the thousands of refugees herded into camps, that the miracle of reconciliation may take place between all the children of Abraham. For all those whose lives are devastated, whose lives have been defeated and broken by the war. For the poor of the world, patient before our waste of resources, our indifference to their needs, our lost sense of stewardship. For the poor of the world, patient before our seizure of the riches of the world for the creation of weapons of destruction. For the soldiers in Vietnam, South and North, Native and American, that they may seek, wherever possible, to bind up and to assuage and comfort. For the torture, that the pain may yield a harvest of progress toward humaneness. Let us now pray to the Lord. Almighty God, our Father, whose word affirms our solidarity and sparks our quest for unity, we pray for peace and all that makes for peace, for love that suffers without wounding, for breadth to see there are ways other than our own, for a generous will to share the goods of the earth with all the human family, and for courage to overcome the barriers which we ourselves have built. Amen.
Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.